Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom and good morning, everyone. I'm Evangelist Tanita here with our host, Rabbi John Wesley. And we want to welcome you to this Saturday morning broadcast. Today is February the 17th, 2024. And we will continue with our series, Today is a New Day, Part 12. And I'll hand the show over to you, Rabbi John.
Amen, amen. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for fulfilling your will, your promises. Thank you for your word going forth and not coming back to you void. Thank you for forgiving us of sin, iniquity, and transgression. Thank you, Father God. And we glorify you right now in the name of Yeshua for all that you've done and all that you are doing. We thank you for just allowing us the opportunity to fellowship with you, to glory with you, to minister to you this day. We thank you for forgiving us of sin, iniquity, and transgression, and giving us an opportunity to forgive those who have sinned against us and caused iniquity and transgression against us right now. In the precious name of your Son, Yahushua, we thank you. Well, Psalms 105, verses 1 through 4 stand out today. Though that particular psalm is one that really builds a braggadocious mindset about God, about our Heavenly Father. I'm reminded, Evangelist Tanita, I was probably maybe 2 years old, and I idolized my father, my natural father. Mm-hmm. And he was, how would I put this? He was a very, very, very good athlete. So much so that he got a scholarship to Morehouse College. Now, he didn't actually go to Morehouse College because him and my mom got married and had me. So he joined the Air Force. And, to take care of us and all that kind of stuff. But it was for football, was his scholarship that he had gotten. So he joined the Air Force, and in the Air Force they had flag football. And he, of course, studied out, if you will. And I remember at age 2, I was in the back seat of the car, and he had just finished a game. And so he was running around. He was running around the track. I remember this so vividly. It's interesting, as young as I was. But when I saw him coming around the track, and I'm in the car with my mom, she's in the front seat, I'm in the back seat, I start jumping up and down and just screaming, daddy, 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 daddy. And when I think of this particular passage of scripture, Psalms 105, verses 1, 2, and 3, and 4, I think about how our Heavenly Father enjoys when we brag about him, when we brag about the benefits of what he has done for us, when we begin to brag about what he is willing to do for us, that's what it reminds me. It reminds me, I go all the way back to 2 years old. I go all the way back to, just really getting overly excited about my papa. And today, I really am encouraging each and every person that's listening to me to begin to look at the great and wonderful things that our Heavenly Father is doing in the present for you. In the present. Now, sometimes, you know, because of whatever you might be going through, it's hard to get in the present in a positive note. And if that's the case, then look at what he's done in the past. Start there. Positive. And then begin to build that momentum, that spiritual momentum, that emotional momentum. Because that's what we are supposed to be and where we're supposed to be every day. Every day. One of the most horrendous things that I know in my own personal life that the Father's helped me to see, that I believed a lie. Even as a believer, I believed a lie person my Heavenly Father was. Because the adversary had so got me into thinking that my Heavenly Father was this person that was ready to discipline me and punish me, you know, within a millisecond of anything that I ever did bad. So I was always looking at him from that vantage point, looking at him from a standpoint of, yes, he wants us to be disciplined when we do wrong, but he gets tremendous joy. He himself gets tremendous joy, okay, when we are in right relationship with him. When we begin to talk about him and talk about his exploits, he gets tremendous joy. So we're going to read Psalms 105, verses 1 through 4, so that we can see the type of character that we should have and mindset that we should have in reference to our Heavenly Father. If you can read that for us in the King James as well as in the Amplified.
Yes. Amen. Again, that's Psalms 105, verses 1 through 4, King James Version first. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. And then the Amplified reads, oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing to him. Sing praises to him. Speak of all his wonderful acts. Devoutly praise them. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek and require the Lord as their most essential need rejoice. Seek and deeply long for the Lord and his strength, his power, his might. Seek and deeply long for his face and his presence continually.
Amen. Amen and amen. My wife and I had a situation recently that happened. And in that particular situation, we were given a couple of letters from an institution that had said a certain amount of money that they were going to begin to receive because of the military that, you know, service that I served. And the two letters were extremely conflicting. I mean, they were just, you know, one amount was here and the other amount was there, you know. And the first amount that we received, you know, we were like, okay, that's a good amount, you know, for the service and everything. And then the second amount was at least half of what the first letter had said. And it was so convoluted in the way that the person wrote the letter that it said at the bottom, if you got any questions, call. Well, we had received the letter and everything, and they were closed. And there was a situation that didn't look positive for us. And my wife immediately, I mean, I'm looking at her, and she immediately started to praise the Lord. She immediately started to brag on how great a God that we have. And after a while, I began to realize what she was doing. Because the news was so negative, she was literally fighting or warring in the spirit based upon the news that we received that was so negative. And then the next day, when we called, the gentleman on the phone, you know, basically apologized for the letters because they were so poorly done and ended up confirming the higher amount and was trying to explain that the lower amount that we received was from last year, and they were just letting us know that this year they bumped it up a little bit. But the letter didn't need to really go out, but it did anyway. And the peace of Yah that passes all understanding just came all over us, because we were already getting ourselves prepared for the larger amount. And when the letters came in, oh my gosh, it was horrendous. It was terrible. It literally was terrible. The amount only changed when we asked for an adjustment. The amount for the second letter only changed by $100. And we were like, oh, this is terrible, you know? But what I want to take away and have you take away from this is that she didn't complain, even though it was terrible news. Neither did I. I didn't complain. I just said, okay, Father, you let us know what we need to do. But while I was doing that, she was what I consider, she was warring in the spirit. So when you look back at Psalms 105, verses 1 through 4, what is very important for you not to miss is that this is the recipe that the Father requires for warring in the Spirit, getting before Him, bragging about Him, so that you can begin to change the spiritual atmosphere and the climate find yourself in. And as you do that, His very presence will change the circumstance. His very presence, before He ever says a word, and this is something that we've got to get in our knower, before the Father says a word, His very presence as He comes to you begins to change the atmosphere. It begins to fix the climate. It begins to change the gloominess of the situation and changes What was upside down, it makes it right side up. As we go into 2024, this is going to be a very, very important attribute and character that we need to master so that we don't succumb to all of the bad news, so that we don't fall into traps that the adversary sets. Find a way not just to praise him, but to really talk about his benefits towards you. Begin to talk about why it is imperative that we walk in right relationship. Because there's benefits in walking in right relationship with him. There's benefits in knowing the right attitude, character to present to your Heavenly Father. Because he's all about character. He's all about attitude. He's all about behavior. So as we begin to do that and find ourselves falling in that, know that his very presence, before he speaks a word, that his very presence brings the peace, passes all understanding, the joy, unspeakable and full of glory. It automatically comes. All we have to do is receive it. When we sense it, when we feel it, when it begins to change, then all we have to do is embrace it. So today, embrace the presence of his benefits towards you. Father, we just come to you wanting to embrace your benefits, your presence, knowing that regardless of the situation or circumstances, that your very presence changes the atmosphere. We need the atmosphere changed in our life right now so that you can have your way. We release and we submit our way to you right now. We submit our thoughts to you so that you can change the thoughts that the adversary has tried our mind. Change those thoughts for us right now. In your precious name, allow us to really sense and feel and know that you are not just near, but that you are mighty, that you're powerful, and that there's no lack to who you are. In the precious name of Yahushua, your Son, we pray. And until next time, shalom, shalom.